on air, online, on your mobile. This is Expression FM News.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm James Cunningham with a look at your main news stories today on Monday, the 16th of May. The Premier League match between Manchester United and AFC Bournemouth was called off yesterday due to what police identified as a suspect package on the ground. Fans were told to evacuate the stadium prior to kickoff as bomb disposal units moved in to deal with the situation. Expression News caught up with Sam Buxey, who was at the game, and here's what he had to say about the event.
So we got to the ground about half an hour before kickoff, took our seats about 20 minutes before. And then, I mean, actually, we were walking, before we got into the ground, we walked past the Megastorm. We heard a call for the safety manager to contact the tannoy announcer and got to the ground, took our seats. And the next thing, you know, we heard code red, which obviously didn't sound very good. And then we saw the north stand and the west stand being evacuated fully. I have to say it was done very efficiently and quickly, but obviously at this point people were beginning to wonder what was going on. And then over the tunnel you were hearing just to be told to remain in our seats, but people were quickly going on Twitter and then you could obviously find out what was going on. But once people realised the game was abandoned, you know, we were sort of allowed to leave our seats, and it was, to be fair, it was a really smooth evacuation. Got to give full credit to the staff. And also to the fans, you know, nothing bad happened from it, which is always good to see. No one rushing out, no one panicking. But obviously, yeah, it was a strange day, really, not going up to see the game. But from now on, you'll be having to get to the ground a lot earlier. And I think there'll be the FA Cup final around the corner. I think there'll be some very tight security measures going on now to avoid having to call off another game, really.
Yeah, and was there a big police presence there from the start of the game, from the onset, or did it kind of...
No more than usual. Nothing seemed very unusual when we walked in. And, you know, obviously when we were still remaining in our seats, we saw the sniffer dogs would come out. But we knew by this point on Twitter that there were threats of a bomb scare and whatnot. But to be fair to all the fans, everyone remained pretty calm, which is always more, you know, it's always helpful to cooperate in these situations, even if it is a bit daunting. But I think, to be honest, you have to say the staff and everyone there made sure that everyone's mind were at rest. So fair play to them, really. But it is obviously worrying that they've managed to be able to deploy that sort of scare tactic, if you like. So, but I think, you know, with the Euros around the corner, we all know that I think if you're going to the Euros this summer, I think, you know, you'd be stupid to not have in the back of your mind that there are these worries. But, you know, I think if you don't go to football games because you worry about terrorism, as blunt as it sounds, you're letting terrorism win. So whatever happened today, don't let it put you off going to games in the future is the message I would bring across. Because I think if you have examples of how it was run today, I think we can definitely rely on the safety of the team and all the stewards who put in tireless work at the match day. So I think, you know, it'll be fine.
An urgent investigation has since been demanded on why the package, later revealed to be a dummy bomb, was left at Old Trafford on the day. Police in Exeter seized several weapons from a site on Elbrington Road on Friday after a Domino's pizza customer complained of having missing toppings on their pizza was allegedly assaulted by a delivery driver. The victim of the alleged assault, Mr. Paul Williams, received bruises and cuts to his face as a result. An armed standoff between police and Mr. Williams' attacker subsequently took place before police officers took control and arrested the attacker. He has since been released on bail. A report run by the charity Independent Age has revealed that nearly 1 million people over the age of 75 live in poverty and need more help from the government. It also suggests that the average income of those aged over 75 is £3,000 less than that of younger pensioners. Pensions Minister Baroness Ross Altman said that the government had run campaigns to encourage pension credit claims. Chief Executive of the charity Independent Age, Janet Morrison, said that the UK's total of 11.8 million pensioners should not be considered as one group. She also added that the silent generation of pensioners, including older pensioners, renters and single women, have missed out on the gains of recent years. That's all from me now. You're up to date here on Expression FM.
The stories that matter of the analysis that counts. Expression FM News.